Today on Uncommon Stories, we will stretch out our hands, extend it to the person across from us, and find out why we shake hands with people to say hello and during other occasions. We will also look at other ways people greet each other around the world and where these customs come from. Not all customs of greeting are used in every country, but there is one sign of greeting that is universal. Think about what that might be, and we'll see if you're right at the end of our story. You run into an old friend heading to the store. You say hello and wave and walk up to the person to talk and possibly catch up on what each other is doing now. As you get in talking distance, you stick out your hand. Your old friend does the same. You clasp hands and move your arms up and down. You have just greeted each other with the nonverbal hello called the handshake. The earliest known use of shaking hands dates back to the 19th century BC in a relief where the Assyrian king Shalmaneser III is shown shaking hands with the Babylonian king Marduk-Zakir-Shumi I to seal an alliance. Other early depictions of people shaking hands were found in ancient Greece in the 5th century BC on monuments with soldiers shaking hands, and in the 4th century BC of Thrasyas and his wife shaking hands. Even though we have these examples of people shaking hands, archaeologists are still uncertain how the custom came about. The ritual of defeated armies putting their arms out and showing their hands to the leaders of the prevailing army as proof they are not carrying any weapons when they surrendered dates back centuries and has a specific purpose. It could be that shaking hands comes from this or similar military traditions. It has been suggested that extending an empty hand shows that you are not carrying a weapon, and shaking hands shows that you are not concealing a weapon, as a weapon would supposedly fall out during the shaking. One theory that has been offered is that shaking hands comes from a military tradition of soldiers grabbing opposite arms just below the elbow when they greet each other. This was supposedly to show each soldier their arm strength and that they were going to use this strength to defeat their enemy. But there is no evidence that ancient armies or soldiers greeted each other in this way, and that Hollywood most likely created this gesture to add drama to period military movies and show off their leading men's arms. The movie business is famous for showcasing so-called ancient traditions and starting many rumors about ancient cultures and their customs. The handshake has evolved over the past few centuries and is believed to have gained popularity in the U.S. through the Quakers, who wanted to shun social ranking and move to a more equal society. Since the beginning of shaking hands, the gesture has become customary when greeting and leaving someone. It is used to confirm business transactions and show peace between nations at political meetings. It is also used to congratulate someone for an accomplishment or between competitors at sporting events to show sportsmanship. Many countries and cultures have adopted the handshake, and almost all of them have their own version. In Liberia, the snap handshake is customary, where the two people shaking hands snap their fingers together after they finish the handshake. In Turkey, a gentle handshake is preferred. A strong, firm handshake is considered rude. And in Morocco, the two people shaking hands also give a kiss to each cheek during a greeting. And this leads us to other traditional gestures of greetings and saying goodbye. Greeting someone is a big deal in many countries, and most of them feel a handshake just doesn't cut it. The cheek kiss is tradition in Central, Southern, and Eastern Europe. It is also customary in the Mediterranean, Middle East, parts of Africa, and Central and South America. And if you are close family or best of friends, it is even used in North America. The French are probably the most famous for greeting with a kiss, but most of Europe is well known for greeting friends and even acquaintances with one, two, or even three kisses on the cheek. And Latin cultures in Central and South America, although they may be a little more nonchalant, will greet just about everyone with a kiss, or more of a cheek-to-cheek and make a kissing sound. The exceptions for a soft kiss greeting are Argentina and Brazil. Argentinians will give you a warm, friendly hug and a kiss, whether you want one or not. That's just the way it is. And they are not shy in Brazil. Expect a big hug and at least one kiss. And single females might even give an extra kiss before they are finished saying hello. Historians are unsure where all this kissing came from. There is written documents that suggest it dates to 1745 BC. But the kiss greeting we know today could be linked to the greeting of royalty when subjects would bow to kings and queens and others and kiss their ring before addressing them. Royal subjects could have taken this gesture and made it their own by greeting family and friends with a kiss on the cheek. But the debate continues. However it came about, and however it is used, a kiss and a hug is really a nice way to be greeted. Now to one of the most sacred and respectful gestures to greet people, the bow. The gesture of bowing dates back long before the cultures in China were developed, possibly before 2000 BC. Bowing most likely came to Japan by the way of the Yayoi migration from China through the Korean Peninsula around 300 BC. China and Japan added to the respectful greeting, and from these two countries it spread westward and became a centerpiece in the cultures of Nepal, India, Cambodia, Laos, Korea, Thailand, and Vietnam. Bowing in these societies were used mainly for younger members of groups to show respect for senior members. When greeting, the younger person bows first and at a lower degree. The older person then returns the bow with a higher degree bend. Modern day bowing in these cultures is a continuation of the original forms. In more ceremonial situations, bowing is done on one's knees with hands placed on the floor in front of them and bowing the head, placing it between the hands. These gestures go back to times when two groups of people meeting each other, as one group offers this gesture to show that they do not have weapons and are putting themselves in a submissive state. The other group would do likewise, and respect was given to each group, and they would continue in friendship. One of the more sacred cultural greetings was created in India by the Hindus, known as the Namasadi. It is used to greet one another as well as a prayer pose in religious rituals. The gesture is hands together, fingers pointing upward, thumbs up against the chest, and palms touching. Using a bow with this stance is considered a more respectful greeting. The pose itself is called the Padmasana, or Anjali Mudra. Namasadi is derived from the Sanskrit language and literally means bowing to you. But the gesture also has a religious meaning. The Hindus believe that the divine or soul is the same in everyone. So when they greet you in the Namasadi customary way, they are saying, "I bow to the divine in you." This custom dates back centuries and is held in high regard for Hindus in India and the surrounding lands. The bow has evolved in the Far and Middle East from not only showing respect for older members of the culture and those in higher position, but also to family, friends, and acquaintances to show equal respect among members of society. Having cemented itself in the Asian culture, the bow continued west, most likely through European trade and expeditions. The greeting became vogue in the pre-medieval era in the European culture, and was used mainly for servants to greet their overlords. They did so by laying face down on the floor in front of them and arose only when given directions. As time went on, the gesture was modified to sitting on one's knees with head down. And finally, during medieval times, the greeting was performed with one knee on the ground and head bowed. This practice especially took shape during the royal times of Central and Northern Europe and still performed today during ceremonies and special events. Royal subjects of medieval Europe greeted each other with less dramatic flair, with both men and women bending at the knee and bowing the head. This gesture would evolve into women giving a curtsy and men giving a slight bow with head down. This practice changed slightly as fashions changed and men would tip one's hat to greet others. During this time, it was common for women to bend at the knees deeper and curtsy during a formal event, and men to place one arm across his waist and one across his back, offering a deep bow. All of these greetings can still be seen today during different situations and occasions. As the New World was born across the Atlantic, not surprisingly, many of the traditions of the Old Country followed the settlers and continued. Curtsies and bows continued at formal gatherings, and less grandiose versions were commonplace in everyday life. Men wearing hats would tip them to the ladies with a bow as they passed by, and a head nod touching the brim of the hat would suffice for gentlemen greeting each other. Even the hug and kiss on the cheek was seen for women who were besties. In the modern era, new forms of greetings have risen from their more formal counterparts. In the 1970s, people slapping your palm held out low was a greeting called slapping or giving you five. A decade later, in the 80s, slapping a person's hand over your head was giving a high five. And in the new century, the fist bump became popular. And more recently, the forearm bump above the head has become popular, especially in the sports arena. I wonder what other greetings are yet to be created. They have evolved ever since mankind walked the earth, and I'm sure the next generation will come up with something, and it will probably not be understood by the older generation. But the ancient greetings are still used and taught around the world, and I'm sure they will continue for years to come. Have you thought about that universal greeting that apparently has no bounds? It is the simple and wonderful smile. Yes, studies have shown that whatever country or culture you may be visiting, a warm, friendly smile will always be accepted as a pleasant greeting and goodbye. Well, there we have it. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Uncommon Stories. And come back next time to listen to more interesting, surprising, thought-provoking, and entertaining stories that are true, but probably are just uncommon. I'm Brad Greer for Uncommon Stories, wishing everyone a wonderful week, and thanks for listening.